Today's daf is Shvuas daf Zayin, and we are about 10 lines from the bottom of daf Vav Amud Beis. As we saw, Masechta Shvuas begins Shvuas Shtayin Shein Arba, and then immediately digresses to other halachos where you have the same theme of Shtayin Shein Arba. Yedias Atumah Shtayin Shein Arba, Yitzias Hashad Shtayin Shein Arba, and Maris Negoim Shtayin Shein Arba. And all of these things are discussed in Masechta Shvuas. Obviously, Shvuas Shtayin Shein Arba gets the most print, and the Masechta from the third perek on is really going to get very deep into the laws of Shvuas. But in the interim, there's about 3 or so weeks of Gemara that deal primarily with Yediyas Hatumah Shtayin Shein Arba. So what does Yediyas Hatumah Shtayin Shein Arba mean? We saw the Mishnah. It's talking about the laws of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav as it relates to Korban Oyla V'Yair. The halach is, if somebody's Tameh, he's not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash. If somebody's Tameh, he's not allowed to eat Kachin. If he does so, B'Shoigeg, assuming there was Yediyah B'Tchila and Yediyah B'Soif, the halach is, he would have to bring a carbon oil of a yard. And a carbon oil of a yard is very similar to a carbon chatas, where there are certain averas that if a person did those averas b'shoigig, he would have to bring a carbon chatas. The oil of a yard was different. It had a kula, so to speak, in that if a person couldn't afford, it was difficult for him to put together the funds to buy the animal that he would need to bring the carbon chatas. So the Torah went a little easy on him, and the Torah said, instead of bringing a big animal, you could bring shnei teirim or shnei bnei yoina. If a person couldn't even afford to bring the shnei teirim or shnei bnei yoina, he could even bring soiles, bring a mincha, meaning the type of carbon, the sug carbon that was brought, was oil of a yared. It could either be more, it could be less. It was dependent on the financial status of this person. Now, what's interesting is that if you look in the psukim that discuss Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, there's actually no mention of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. And the primary topic of today's daf, two-thirds of the daf, is going to discuss that we take for granted Yediyas HaTumah Shtayin Shein Arba, that for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, Yediyah B'Tchil, Yediyah B'Soif, Halama in between, Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiba, what type of Halama, but there's a whole industry, a few prokim and shas, that deal with these halachos. If you look in the Pesukim, it doesn't even say a word about Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. What does the Pasuk say? It's in the end of Parashas Vayikra, it's Perikei, Psukim, Beis, and Gimel. Oy nefesh asher tiga b'chol davar tameh. If a person touches a davar tameh, oy b'nivlas chaya tmeya, he touches the nevela of a chaya tmeya, oy b'nivlas behema tmeya, or he touches the nevela of a behema tmeya, oy b'nivlas sheretz tameh, or he touches the nevela of a sheretz that's tameh. V'nela mimenu, and then he forgets about it. V'hu tameh, while he was tameh, v'ashem. And he did an avera. What avera? It doesn't say. Or if this person became tamei, not by touching the nevela of a chayet tamei, not by touching the nevela of a behemet tamei, not by touching the nevela of a sheretz tamei, but rather by touching a person that was dead or was tamei. The nela mimenu. Again, he forgot about it. V'hu yada v'ashem, says the Torah. This is an example of somebody that's going to have to bring a carbon oil of a yard. So all the Torah said is va'ashen. What va'ashen means, you don't know. Now, Chazal will megalot us that it means one of two things. Either he entered the Beis HaMikdash, or he ate kachim. But in the parasha itself of carbon oil of a yared, there's no reference to Tumas Mikdash. There's no reference to Tumas Kadashav. And that is the question that today's daf is going to begin with. Stating that, it is kedai to realize that the idea of Tumas Mikdash for Kadashav is mentioned in the Torah. It's mentioned in many places in the Torah. As a matter of fact, we had in the Mishnah Perek Eilei Naloikin that if somebody's Tumah and he enters the Beis HaMikdash b'mezid, if somebody's Tumah and he eats Kachim b'mezid, he's from the Elohei Naloikin. He gets Malkus, which means that there's an Azara somewhere in the Torah. Not just that, if somebody's Tomei and he b'meizit it enters the Beis HaMikdash, or if somebody's Tomei and he b'meizit it eats Kachim, he would be Chayiv Karis. So there's an Oynish of Karis that is mentioned Mefurish in the Torah as it relates to somebody that is Tomei and enters the Beis HaMikdash or eats Kachim. There is an Azara that's Mefurish in the Torah, thus Malkus, that is said regarding someone who b'mezid when his tummy enters the Beis HaMikdash or eats kachim. That's psukim in the Torah. You have it in Parshas Nosai, Parshas Chukas, Parshas Emor, Parshas Sav. We're going to become familiar with some of these psukim as we work through the daf, stating that as it relates to the laws of Oyla V'Yoyred, which is one of the Si'ifei Katan in the laws of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh, that's not Mefurish anywhere in the Torah. And on that note, the Gemara begins. Tan Rabbanon Minayim She'ein Akasim Medabre Elu B'Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh. How do you know that this parasha, Perikei, the parasha of Korban Oyla V'Yoyred, that clearly is talking about someone, Tomei, who did an Aveira, V'Oshen, for which he's going to be Chayiv Korban Oyla V'Yoyred? How do we know that the Aveira was Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh? Maybe it's some other Aveira, says the Gemara. V'dinu, it makes sense, because Hayo B'Hiziv Anish Ala Tumma. You find the Torah in other places said that if somebody is Tomei, and he's nichshal in mikdash v'kadosha b'mezid, there's an azara, he's chayiv malkus, va'anash, he's chayiv karas as well, v'chayiv karbal al atoma. And now there's another parasha that says that if someone's tamei and he is nichshal in something, we don't know what it is, va'ashen, he does it b'shoigik, he's going to be chayiv karbin. So it makes sense to say the makish his of anash al atoma, his of anash al atoma is mikdash v'kadosha. Just like you have this parasha where somebody who's tamei b'mezid doesn't have aveira, Oynesh Azara, and what's the Avera? He either enters the Beis HaMikdash or he eats kachin. Af kishachayev korban al atoma. That should be a giloy on this parasha, that although over here it doesn't say it anywhere mefurish, but lechayev el al tumas mikdash v'kadosh. Meaning, in theory, it could be the va'ashen that's mentioned in the parasha of Eilu B'Yoyim. It means some other Avera. He was tamei and he did something else. What? We don't know. Maybe it is something else, but to the extent that we don't know, and this other parashiyas in the Torah, where the Torah is very clear, it delineates very black and white, that if someone's tamei and he enters the Beis HaMikdash or he eats kachin, it's very, very terrible. We're going to see many, many psukim mention it in the Torah. Now, those psukim, again, are talking about somebody that did a b'mezid, he's chayiv karas, he's chayiv malkas. But it's something that's mefurish in the Torah. It makes sense that those psukim should be a gilui on this parasha that's sasum, and say that this parasha too is talking about someone that committed the same averas, albeit b'shoigeg, being that he did a b'shoigig, he's not chayiv karis, he's not chayiv malchus. What is his oynish going to be? He's going to have to bring the korban oyla v'yoyred. But the Gemara says it's not true. There's actually another parish in the Torah where the Torah says that somebody that's tamei has a certain isser, also kachim related, but not mikdash v'kadoshav. And that is, someone that's tamei is not allowed to eat truma. And if someone who's tamei eats truma, he's chayiv malchus. If somebody that's tamei eats truma, he's chayiv misa b'dei shamayim. Freak the Gemara, so ve'ema truma. So maybe the parish of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, or the parasha that we thought is the parasha of Mikdash V'Kadoshav, really is not talking about Mikdash V'Kadoshav at all. Maybe it means Truma. So maybe the halacha is if somebody's tamei and B'shoigeg eats Truma, he has to bring the carbon Oyla V'Yoyred. And Shehizav Anash, you find that the Torah says that someone that's tamei is not allowed to eat Truma. Somebody that's tamei and eats Truma is punished. Misa B'dei Shemayim, says the Gemara, Le'ashkechoy Navoin Misa, the Chayiv Oyla carbon. It's true that someone that's tamei that eats Truma, B'mezid, is punished. But what's his punishment? Misa b'dei shamayim. We don't find anywhere, says the Gemara, that if somebody does an avera b'shoigeg, that had he done it b'mezid, he would have been chayiv misa b'dei shamayim, that the punishment should be that he should have to bring a korban. Who brings a korban chatas? Any person that does an avera b'shoigeg, that had he done it b'mezid, he would have been chayiv karas. Odovish es doinei karas. If he does it b'shoigeg, he has to bring a korban chatas. But you don't find anywhere that a person who doesn't have aver b'shoigig, that had he done it b'mezid, he would have been chayiv misa b'dei shamayim, that he should have to bring a korban chatas. So says the Gemara, you have a parsha of shoigig where you chayiv korban, and you have two options. I could either say it's talking about someone that did an avera, that had he done it b'mezid, he would have been chayiv karas, mikdash v'kadosh, or it's talking about someone who did an aver b'shoigig, that he'd done it b'mezid, he would have been chayiv misa b'dei shamayim. Being that you don't find anywhere that someone who does an aver b'shoigig, she's doing a misa b'dei shamayim, brings a carbon, and we know all the chayiv v'chatois are people that had they done their aver b'mezid, they would have been chayiv karas. So it makes more sense to attribute this parsha that's sasum to a chet that's Zdoinei Karis, which is Mikdash V'Kadoshav, not a Chet, that's Zdoinei Misa B'dei Shemayim. By the way, what's the difference between Karis and Misa B'dei Shemayim? So Tosfos Yevamos Daf Beis, Tosfos brings Shitas Rashi. Rashi said that when somebody was Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim, so it meant, Lo Yaleinu, that he was going to die prematurely. Someone that was Chai Karis, he would die prematurely, and his children would die prematurely as well. But the Bali Tosfos vehemently argued with Rashi. Bali Tosfos say there is an idea where somebody is punished, that he and his children die prematurely. But that's something that's mentioned specifically in the Parish of Arayas. It's what the Torah refers to as Ariri. So someone who is subject to Ariri, it means that this Misa won't just affect him, but it'll affect his family. That's not what Karis is. So what's the chilik then between Karis and Misa B'dei Shamayim? So Tosfos says the chilik is the age. 50 is Misa B'dei Shamayim, 60 is Karis, maybe in the reverse. Tosfos has different Yersois, he makes it a Machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi, V'inkam Mekoyim L'Harech. But it's really a matter of nuances in terms of what the difference is between Misa B'dei Shamayim and Karis, stating that Karis is considered more chamor than Misa B'dei Shamayim. We're actually going to get into the sugyas of Karis in the next couple of days, so we'll wait to talk. There's a Ramban al Torah that we need to speak out, but we'll get to that. But the bottom line is, Dovah Shez Doinei Karis, you find a concept of Shigigasei Chatas, but Dovah Shez Doinei Misa B'dei Shamayim, you don't find anywhere a concept of Shigigasei Chatas. It says the Gemara, it makes more sense that this parasha is talking about Mikdash V'Kadosh, of course it's Doinei Karis, and it's not talking about a tummy that ate Shuma, because that's the Doinei Misa B'dei Shamayim. But the Gemara says a nice comeback. What would be if you wouldn't have the parasha of Karban Oil V'Yoyred by Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh? If somebody would enter the Beis HaMikdash B'Shoigeg while he's tummy, what would Halacha be? He be chayv chatos, because it's as dovish as doyve karis v'shigigatsay chatos. In other words, the parish of Karban Oil v'Yoyred is really a chiddush lekula as it relates to Tumas Mikdash v'Kadoshav. Because usually, if somebody is chayv karis for doing something b'mezid, when he does it b'shoigig, he has to bring a karban chatos. Now, the Oil v'Yoyred was a chatos, but there was a kula that if somebody couldn't afford to bring the standard karban, he was able to bring Shnei Torah v'Shnei Bnei Yoyna, or Bedali Dalos, he could even bring a carbon that was made out of flowers, made out of soilus. So says the Gemara, it's true, it makes more sense to attribute a carbon to a Dovah Shezdoine Karis than to attribute it to a Dovah Shezdoine Misa B'dei Shamayim. But says the Gemara, being that the Oil of Yoyred is really a Kula, so maybe say Faket, maybe say Fatumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, there's no Oil of Yoyred, there's the more Chomer Digger carbon, there's the standard Chatas, where we're not going to be more lenient for someone that can't afford to bring the regular Chatas. And Adarabba, let's say that the parish of Oil of Yoyred is talking about a Tomesh Achal Shruma, and over there, being that Enochinami, ordinarily, it's his Avera is not a Dovah Shezdoine Karis. That's why he doesn't bring the typical Chatas. And that's why he can get off with the carbon Oil of Yair. It says the Gemara, Eh, Mahani, Mili, carbon Kavua, Aval Oil of Yair, Nasi. And the truth is, says the Gemara, there's already precedence that people that ordinarily you wouldn't expect to be Chayiv to bring a carbon for something that they did are chayiv to bring oil of a yoyret. Midi dahavi ashmias kov, abitos vasayim. If you go through the list of people that are chayiv carbon oil of a yoyret, says the Gemara, two stand out. One is Shvuos Bitoy. Shvuos Bitoy, Shvuos Shtayin Shein Arba, has nothing to do with Adavish Shezdoine Karis. Where's the Karis element when it comes to Shvuos Bitoy? Now, if somebody makes a Shvuos Shav, it's very Chomer, Kilo Yanaka, it's in the Ten Commandments, in the Aseres Hadivris. But for a Shvuos Bitoy, if somebody says, I swear I'm going to do something, and then he doesn't do it, there's no Chi of Karis, still there's an Oil of Yoyred, or the Pash Shvuos Eidos. This is a person that knows Eidos about something, and the Baldover was Tevei him, come to Bezdin, testify on my behalf, and he swore he doesn't know Eidos, and then turns out that he wasn't telling the truth. So he has to bring a carbon Oil of Yoyred. These are not parashios of Karis, and still you see there's a halacha of Oil of Yoyred. So says the Gemara, maybe Fakert. I understand that if the question is Oil of Yoyred or nothing, so, and now I can decide, should I attribute the Oil of Yoyred to Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, or to Tomish Achelas Achuma? So it makes more sense to attribute it to Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, because Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav is more chomer than a Tomish Achelas Achuma. Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav is a Dovish is Doinei Karis. Tomish Achelas Achuma is a Dovish Achai Misa V'Dei Shamayim. Karis and carbon always come together. It makes more sense. But it's really not that or nothing. If there's no Oil of Yoyred by Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, then he's going to be Chayv at regular Chatos. So to the contrary, it makes much more sense to say that for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, you Chayv a regular traditional Chatos. Just like if you Mechal Shabbos B'Shoigig, you even have a Dezar B'Shoigig. For Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav B'Shoigig, you should be Chayv Chatos. And let the parish of Oil of Yoyred be for a Tomish Achelas Achuma. Are you going to ask me, where do you find anywhere that someone that's not Chayv B'Mezid Karis should B'Shoigig be Chayv in Oil? Look at the parish of Oil V'Yoyri. Shavuos Bitoy is not a Dovah Shezdoine Karis. Shavuos Eidos is not a Dovah Shezdoine Karis. And still you see that they're subject to the laws of Oil V'Yoyri. So it actually makes perfect sense. Look, the Gemara, I'm not crying here, but it says in the Pasuk, Ba, Lemute, Truma. It says in the Pasuk, the word Ba, And ba is a miut. Oy ki yiga betumas adam lechol tumasa ashe yitmar ba v'nela mimenu v'hu yada v'ashen. That's memayit that chuma has to be excluded. But the Gemara says ema ba lemute mikdash v'kadosh. Maybe to the contrary, it is a miut. So maybe the parasha is talking about a tamid shachal truma and ba is coming to be memayit mikdash v'kadosh. The way sagale bala carbon el v'yared adam ma'isi carbon kavur. Like we just said, says the Gemara. Kari Rava led the Rebbe to Rava when he heard this. Kashi says, now I understand Rebbe. Because there's a braisa somewhere where Rebbe gave a pshat. How we know that this pasuk over here, the parish of Vayil V'Yoyin and parish of Vayikra, is talking about Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. Is I never understood why Rebbe needed his new pshat. I always thought it should be obvious. What else does the pasuk mean when it says V'Hashem? Now I know what it could mean. It could mean Tamei She'achal Es HaTruma. And that's why Rebbe needed a new pshat. And Rava was so excited with the godless of Rebbe, the Rebbe preempted this kasha, and therefore in a braisa set up pshat, and he quoted the pasuk doila mayim mibayrei samukim. Rebbe is someone that knows how to take water from deep pits. Either way, the Tanya, what's this braisa? Rebbe says, ekrani chayo behema lama nemro. If you look at the pasuk, so the pasuk describes this person that's tamei. It says oynefesh ashatiga b'chol davar tamei. How do you become Tameh? And the Torah goes into very graphic detail describing how exactly he became Tameh. Either he touched in a veil of a Chayat Meah, he touched in a veil of a Behemet Meah, he touched in a veil of a Sheretz that's Tameh, or he touched an Adam that's Tameh. Either way, the Rebbe was bothered. Once it says that if this person touches a Chayat Meah, he's Tameh, so that if he's Va'ashem, he brings a carbon of a yayad. Why does the Torah have to single out that if he touched in a veil of a behemah Tameh? And the kasha is that behemah and chaya always come together. Chay b'chal behemah, or behemah b'chal chaya, ayin rashi. So Rebbe was bothered, why did the Torah have to single out that if he became Tameh by touching a behemah, he's going to be subject to these laws? Once I know that if he became Tameh by touching a chaya, he's subject to the laws, then Behema should be included in that. Said Rebbe, I'll tell you the reason. Because the Torah wanted to write the word Behema, have an extra word in this parasha, to set up a building block for Gzeira Shof. Because there's another parasha in the Torah where it says Behema Tmeya. And that parasha is a posik in Parshas Tzav, where the Torah says that if somebody's Tameh and he bemazed eats kachim, if the halt cup, the halach is, he's going to be chayiv koris. And ma lahalon tumas koidish. And that pasuk specifically is talking about someone that's tummy that eats kachim, afkan tumas koidish. To be megala to us that this pasuk over here is talking about tumas kodoshav. So it's not because of some theoretical, what else could it be talking about? No, we know what else it could be talking about. We have a gzeira shava. It says the word behema tmeya here, and it says behema tmeya in another parish, and that parish is clearly talking about someone who was tummy, he ate kach and the mazit is chayiv karis, to tell me that this parsha is talking about the same thing. Okay, so we solved half the problem. Ashkechon Tumas Koidesh. Tumas Mikdash Minolan. How do you know Tumas Mikdash? Amakra, Bechol Koidesh Leisiga, Vela Mikdash Leisavai. It's the pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Tazria. By the way, we had a very similar daf that went through a lot of these psukim and Psachtis Makis. So there were a few daf in smack in the middle of Makis that were very technical. So this was one of them. Either way, it says Bechol Koidesh Leisiga. Over there, we were trying to figure out, how do you know someone that's Tommy that enters the Beis HaMikdash, or someone that's Tommy that eats Kachim, Bemezit is Chayiv Malkis. Here we're trying to figure out the Eilav Yerit. But either way, it says b'chol kodesh loy siga, which means you're not allowed to eat kachem if you're tamei. V'la mikdash loy sova, you're not allowed to enter the base of mikdash if you're tamei. Iskash mikdash l'kodesh. So we compare mikdash to kodesh, so that as it relates to the Eilav Yared, once we establish via the gzeira shava that if someone's tamei and he b'shoigig eats kachem, he's chayav Eilav Yared. So too, we now know that if somebody's Tomei and he b'shoigig enters the Beis HaMikdash, he's going to be chayv to bring a carbon oil of the year. But the Gemara says, Yochi Truma Nami, if you're going to tell me b'chol kodesh leisig about the Mikdash leisavoy, has a right to somehow teach me, be megalitas, how to understand the parish of oil of the year, of Tuma, then l'chura, that locha should be that if somebody's Tomei and he b'shoigig eats Truma, he should also be chayv oil of the year. The Amar Mar, b'chol kodesh leisig al the rabbi says Tomei. It says b'chol kodesh, what's b'chol coming to be marba, even Tuma. So if that pasik somehow could be megalitas, how to understand the parish of Eilav Yoyred and parishes of Vayikra, even though that pasuk is in parishes Tazria, but somehow that pasuk links to this pasuk right here, and then the parishes Vayikra. And it's for that reason I know that everything mentioned in that pasuk is subject to Eilav Yoyred. So Hamikdash Lo Yisaveh is mentioned there. That's how I know there's Oilav Yoyrid for a Tommy that enters the Beis Hamikdash. But in that pasuk, I also know a Tommy is not allowed to eat Truma. So tell me that if a Tommy eats Truma B'Shoigig, Behaloma, he should be subject to Oilav Yoyrid. And we know that's not the Halacha. But the Gemara says that's not a Kasha, because Hamiyat Rachmana Ba. Didn't we say earlier, if you're halting cup, it says Ba, Balamute Truma. There's a Miyot. So the Miyot tells me that it can't be Truma. But the Gemara says, maybe say Ba Lamute Mikdash. How do you know Ba should be Mamay Truma? Maybe Ba should be Mamay Mikdash. I mean, the only thing that I have mafurish in this pasuk by Oilav Yoyrid now is Atame Sha'achal Asakoydesh. How do I know it? From the Gzeirishava. Behema Tmeya, Behema Tmeya. We want to be Marba Mikdash. How would we be Marba Mikdash? From the Hekesh. Bechol Koydesh Loisiga Vela Mikdash Loisavai. So just like they come together there, they're going to come together here. But the Gemara says, I could also be Marba Truma. Because Bechol Koydesh Loisiga is the Rabbis is a Truma. Says the Gemara, it says Ba. Okay. So I know that we have a right to be Marba, but at the same time, I also know we have to be Mamayit. So the Gemara assumes it makes more sense to be Marba Mikdash and be Mamayit Truma. But the Gemara says maybe just the opposite. Maybe be Marba Truma. So if a Tomei eats Kachim B'Shoigeg, he'll be Chayav Eilu B'Yoyed. Or if a Tomei eats Truma B'Shoigeg, he'll be Chayav Eilu B'Yoyed. But if a Tomei enters the Beis HaMikdash B'Shoigeg, he won't be Chayav Eilu B'Yoyed. Says the Gemara, no. Mistabra Mikdash Loim Matina Shekein B'Kars. It makes more sense to be Marba Mikdash to Kadashav and be Mamay Truma. Because Kadashav and Mikdash have something in common. What do they have in common? If you do both of them, B'Mezit, you Chayav Karas. If you eat Truma when you're Tomei V'mezid, you only chayev Misa B'dei Shemayim. So let's be Marba, the one that's more similar. Which one is more similar? Mikdash. Mar says, Adarabba, I think Truma Lo Mimatina Shekein Achila K'maisa. I can argue that Truma and Kachshava something more in common. They're more similar. They both involve eating. If somebody is Tomei and he eats Kachim, if somebody is Tomei and he eats Truma, entering the Beis HaMikdash is a whole different act. It's a whole different Pa'ula. It's a whole different Azara. So again, says the Gemara, Mechitesi, how do you know what to be Marba and what to be Memayit? Elo, Marava, Sarava said you're right. Meaning, we figured out half. We solved half of the puzzle. We know how this Pasuk that's discussing someone that's Tomei and he's Va'ashem B'Shoigig, he's Chayv to bring Gagal B'Yoyed, is talking about where he ate kachim b'shoigig. How do I know that? It's Gzeirah Shava. It says behema tmeya. Didn't have to say that. It says behema tmeya regarding someone that's tummy that b'mezid eats kachim. He's chayiv karis. Just like that, parasha behema tmeya is clearly, explicitly talking about someone tummy that ate kachim. So too, this parasha is going to be talking about the same thing. The question is, how do we know mikdash? And by extension, how do we know not truma? Says the Gemara, Elo Harava, the answer is as follows. Sholich krisos bishlamim lam. Rava said that if you scan all the psukim in the Torah that talk about someone that's tummy that eats kachim, you're going to see it actually says it three times in the Torah. There's three times in the Torah that the Torah mentions that someone that's tummy is not allowed to eat kachim. Just mention them to you. And not just that, that if he eats it, he's chayiv karis. It says it twice in Parashat Tzav. Two psukim in succession, which is very rare. The pasuk says, "Vanefesh ashotecha basim izavach hashlamim hashel Hashem." If somebody's going to eat from the meat of a carbon shlamim, v'tumasa yalav, while he's in a state of tumah, v'nichrasa anefesh ahim me'amel, he's chayiv karis. Next pasuk, "Vanefesh kisiga bechal tamei, benivlas adam, ibevehem etmeya, ibechal shekets tamei, va'acham ibsar zavach hashlamim hashel Hashem." If a person is going to be tamei and he's going to eat again from a shlamim, v'nichrasa anefesh ahim me'amel. So you have two psukim, one after the other. Parshas Tzav, Perek Zayin pasuk Chaf, Perek Zayin pasuk Chavalev, where the Torah says the same thing. The Torah says if somebody's tamei and he eats from a shlamim. We're going to see why that's significant. The halacha is that he's chayiv karas. And then the pasuk says it again in Parshas Emor. Ish. It says it in Parshas Chukas, actually. Again, the same pasuk where you have this idea that a person that's tamei is not allowed to eat kachim. So Rabbi was bothered. Shalish krisos b'shlamim lama. Why does Torah have to say it three times? Achas leklal. One to tell me the general idea that someone that's tamei is not allowed to eat kachim. The achas leprat. One to tell me what type of kachim someone that's tamei is not allowed to eat, and if he eats, he's going to be chayiv karis. The achas and want to be Megala on another parasha that deals with a Tome and Kachim, but it's a parasha that's Sosom. It was written Stam Ve'inu Yedei Amahi, and it's coming to be Megala what that is. Heavy Oimer, Tumas Kodesh. And it's coming to be Megala that this is exactly what it's referring to. So what's going on over here? Rava said as follows. Rava said, if you look in the Torah, there's three times it says that a Tommy is not letting Kachem. Three times. Why do I need it three times? He's just like this. Once to tell me a Tommy's not letting Kachem. And if he does, he's chayv kars. The second time to tell me what type of Kachem. Now, what type of Kachem? The Torah gives an example of Kachem. Zevach Shlomen. To tell me it has to be similar to a Shlomen. What's unique about a shlomim? A shlomim is a carbon. A shlomim is not just kachim, but it goes on the mizbeach. There's a seder akrova, a voida that was done with a shlomim. As opposed to kachim bet akabayas, for example, something that has kedusha, but it's not something that was carved on the mizbeach. Over there, you're not going to have the halacha that if a tummy eats it, he's going to be chayiv karas. Okay, that explains why you need two. What about three? Why do you need the third pasuk? Says the Gemara, you know why you need the third pasuk? Because there's another parsha in the Torah where the Torah is talking about someone's tummy he did an averi, he has to bring. On Oil of the Yoreid, it's our parsha that we're discussing, parsha's Vayikra, and it's awesome. We have no idea what it's talking about. So the Torah wrote an extra hazara, an extra chorus in the parasha of Tomish Ochel HaKodesh to be Megala on that parasha. Meaning, I don't need another pasuk to tell me that a Tomi that eats Kachem Amezit is Chayiv Karas. But I do need help understanding Perikei and parasha's Vayikra, the parasha of Oil of the Yoreid. So an Enoi Inyin, Tomei she'ochel es hakotchem b'meizet that is chayiv karas. Because I already have two psukim that told it to me. Tineyu inyin to the parish of Eilu v'yayret. But one more step. I don't really need, says Rava, a pasuk to tell me that if someone's tomei and he b'shoigig eats kachem, he's chayiv Eilu v'yayret. Because for that I had Rebbe. That was Rebbe's gevaldiga doyle mayim yibayra samukim. That was his gzera shava. It says behemet tmeya extra, and it says it again in Parashat Sav. So I know already that a tummy that eats kachem b'shoigig is going to be chayiv karban oil v'yayit. So I'm inu inyan l'kodesh, tneyu inyan l'mikdash. And that's how I know Tumas Mikdash. So I know Tumas Kodesh, says Rav, that's the gzeir shava behemet tmeya, behemet tmeya. Directly from the parasha of a tummy she'ochel es hakodesh b'meizet that is chayiv karas. How do I know that a tummy that enters the base hamikdash b'shoigi that he has to bring an oil of a yoyred? Because I have an extra chorus in the parasha of tummy she'ochel es hakodesh b'meizet. Emeinoi inyin l'tummy she'ochel b'meizet tnei inyin l'shoigik. And emeinoi inyin l'kodeshov, because I know that already from the gzeir shav of the Rebbe, tnei inyin l'mikdash. By the way, there's a very nice rashi here, so I don't want to sidetrack, stay focused, but there happens to be a very nice Rashi here where Rashi asks Akasha that achas leklal v'achas leprat. It says that a tummy that eats kachin is chayiv karas. And then it says a tummy that eats a shlomim is chayiv karas. So what do we say? We say that shlomim is megala on the klal. And what does it tell me? It tells me that the whole klal is going to be similar to shlomim. And what does similar to shlomim mean? It has to be kachin mizbeach. As fake Rashi, what happened to the rule of klal uprat? I thought klal uprat ein b'chlal elamashe b'prat. That was Matzah Shabbos' daf, right? Shabbos was daf. Klal uprat, ribuy miyot. Isn't this a classic klal uprat? So Rashi says a very important insight. Rashi is the only time you say klal uprat, that's if they're close to each other. They're in the same pasuk. They're at least in the same zip code, right? They have to be somewhat in close proximity to each other. If, however, they're far from each other, so you have a klal on one side of the world and you have a prat on the other side of the world, so that's a different one of the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah and Nidrash HaSpahem. It's not number four, which is klal uprat. It's number eight. Kol davar she'ohu b'chlal v'yotza min haklal lamed. It's a different midah. So there's two midah shatar and adrashas b'hem that deal with the idea of klal uprat. When they're right next to each other, that's klal uprat in b'chal elamash uprat. When they're removed from, they're miruchak in zumizu, says Rashi, that's kol davar shahoya b'chal. So now you know the rest of the story. Just had to understand yud gamu midah shatar and adrashas b'hem. But Rashi asks another kasha. Rashi says that if you're going to be marba, everything similar to shlomim, shouldn't you be marba to in aprat? At least say that a kol davar shehayu b'chlal v'yotzam in haklal l'lamed, where it's melamed ala klal kuloi, similar to the prat, it should be the same as a klal pratu klal, where you're marba ke'ina prat. Rashi says it's clearly not that way. Meaning klal pratu klal, where the halacha is i'atadon ela ke'ina prat, has a different result than when you say kol davar shehayu b'chlal v'yotzam min haklal l'lamed, lo l'lamed al atzma yotza, el l'lamed al haklal kula yotza, super geshmak, but we don't really have time to go through this now. Either way, just stay in focus, says the Gemara, that even though Rava came up with a nice pshat, where this gimel krisa is bishlamim lama, but it doesn't work out. You know why? Because it's all predicated on there being an extra pasuk. There really is no extra pasuk. I need all three krisas. I need one to tell me the klal, one to tell me the prat to be malamid ala klal kuloi, and the third one I need damer abavo sholosh krisa bishlamim lama achas klal achas leprav achas advarim sheinu necholim to be marbid that if a tummy eats kachim. Even if it's something that ordinarily is not nechel, as long as it's something that's karev on the mizbeach, even if it's not nechel, such as wood, the atzei marochel. So it was something that was on the mizbeach, but people don't usually sit down and eat wood. So the halacha is that that will be included in this halacha. There's going to be a chiyuv karis. And says the Gemara, the Reb Shimon, even though there's a man, the Reb Shimon, who argues with that, so maybe you'll tell me that Rav's drasha works according to the man, the Amr, that disagrees with that, Mishum Tumah, but he too needs the extra karis, to tell me that if a tomei eats kachim, but what type of kachim? A chatas pinimi, a chatas, that's kachim is beach. But something with akrova, the avodas adam, was done bifnim, it was done in the heichal, as opposed to Ruba the Ruba of karbonis, whose avodas adam was done on the mizbeach achitzin. There was some, most karbonis, the avodas adam was done on the mizbeach achitzin. Right? When you picture the mizbeach, you think of the mizbeach with the ramp. So that was the mizbeach achitzin, that was the mizbeach that was in the Azorah. That's where almost all the avodas on the mizbeach were done. Yeah, there was another mizbeach. There was a mizbeach that was inside the heichal, and there was certain karbonos, very, very few, the karbonos that were brought on Yom Kippur, Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, Par Kayim Mashiach. So over here you have all those halachas where the avodas adam was done bifnim, it wasn't done bachutz. There were even karbonos where the avodas adam was done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That was the Seyda Avodah and Yom Kippur involved. Avoida in the Kodesh HaKadoshim itself. But either way, says Reb Shimon, that without an extra pasuk, I would have thought that maybe the only time a tummy that eats kachim, b'mezid is chayiv karis, is only if it's a kachim that's similar to a shlomim, whose avoidus adam was done on the mizbeach achitzim. But what about a chatas pnimi? What about a carbon whose avoida was done bifnim? Maybe there it's going to be different. And what's the precedence for that? That's all good. I would have thought, hello, I'm Reb Shimon Kol Shein and Karvel Mizbech Achitz and Kishlam in Chayav Nalem Shum Pigol. Just like Reb Shimon said, that any carbon that wasn't brought on the Mizbech Achitz is not subject to laws of Pigol, because when the Torah says the Halacha Pigol, it says it by a Shlom. Now, we know it's not just Shlomim, it's all Karbanis. But Reb Shimon says, no, it's not all Karbanis. It has to be similar to a Shlomim. And just like a Shlomim was carved on the Mizbech Achitz, it's only subject, it's only Nogeya, a carbon that again was brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzin. So I would have thought, Mishum Tumah Nami Loi, maybe the laws of Tumah, which also was said by a Shlomim, the Prat is a Shlomim. So maybe it's only true by a carbon that's similar to Shlomim that was brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzin, Kamash Malon Dimichayev. So again, Ravel said that I have three krisos that was said by a Tumah that b'mezid eats kachim. One to tell me the klal. But you'll have to know that a Tumah that eats kachim b'mezid is chayiv karis. One to tell me the Prat, similar to Shlomim. And just like Shlomim is Kachim Mizbeach, it's only true by Kachim Mizbeach as opposed to Kachim Beit HaGavayis. What do I need a third one for? So main union b'mezit nei union b'shoigik. And a main union l'tumas kadosh b'shoigik nei union l'tumas mikdash b'shoigik. That was the Gemara Shtikl Torah. That's what Rava said, Gevaldik. But says the Gemara, it's all true if there's an extra chorus by Tomei she'achal ha'kodesh b'mezit. It's not extra, because I need it for one or two things. Either I need it to be marba, even if a Tomei eats Kachim, Kachim Mizbeach, that people don't usually eat, such as the Levoina, such as the Atzei Barocha. So two good examples. And even though there is a man named Reb Shimon who holds that you're really not chai of course if you do that, but I could still give you an example. And that is, how would I know a chata sapniri? Maybe argue it's only similar to the Prat. The Prat was a Shlomim, which is Kachim Mizbeach. That's Karvin Mizbeach HaChitzin. How do I know Kachim Mizbeach? That's Karvin Mizbeach HaPrimi. And by the way, who's the one that holds that if a Tomei eats something that the Derech is not to eat, he's not Chayiv Karis, it's Reb Shimon? So you would think, according to Reb Shimon, maybe I have an extra Pasuk. But Reb Shimon Gufa holds that there's no Pigel for any carbon that was brought to Mizbeach HaPrimi. Why not? Because it's not similar to the Prat of Pigel, which is Shlomim. So you have the same exact Taina right here. The Prat here by Tomei she'achal ha'kodesh b'mezid is also Shlomim. So again, I need the extra chorus by Tomei she'achal ha'kodesh, either l'rabbis, something that the Derech is not to eat, or according to Reb Shimon, l'rabbis chatoyis apnimis. So again, I don't have anything extra. So we know Tomas Kodesh, that's behemet meyet, behemet meyet, the Gzeir Shava. That was Rebbe's Brisa doyle mayim mi bayrus amukim. But how do I know Tomas Mikdash el aminar doy, mishmei de Rava, shalosh tumos b'shlamim lam. Said Rava, or Nardoy in the name of Rava, that if you look in those same three psukim that Rava had brought, the three places in the Torah where it says, Tamit she'achal es ha-kodesh b'mezid yischayv karas, so it says three times yischayv karas, it also mentions the word tumma three times in those psukim. Why do you have to say tumma all three times? Let it just say karas. Says the Gemara, achas la-klav, achas la-prat, achas la-tumma, ksuvah b'tayra stam, same Torah. Ve'eni yodea ma'hi, hevi yoymer, tumas kodesh, ve'meni in tumas kodesh, then after the Rebbe, tenei in tumas kodesh, same exact teretz. But instead of learning it from the extra karas, there's a ribuy gufa in those psukim, it says tumma an extra time. So I know why I need the three krisos, as we just mentioned, but the extra word tumma in the three respective farashes, that's gonna maybe come teach me that tumas mikdosh, B'shoigeg is chayy by the b'yer. But the Gemara says, "Hey, nami mi b'yelay." What kind of kasha is that? You want to know why it says tum in those psukim? Because it says chorus, and you only chayv chorus if you are tummy. So obviously, it has to say tumma. You have to know what the Gemara's kasha was. "Hey, nami mi b'yelay." I did the b'yelay mikhtav chorus. Look at Rabba Bo, cause of nami tumas. So leisagale b'lat hochi. How could the Torah say that there's a chayv of chorus without telling me that the person's tummy? If the only time you chayv chorus is if the person was Tomei. Ella ma Rava, so Rava said, you're right. Asya tumasai tumasai. Now I know that someone that's Tomei, and he enters the Beis HaMikdash, b'shoygeh, that is chayiv karban oil v'yoyred. I learned from Gzeir Shav Ksiv Hocho. It says over here in the parasha of oil v'yoyred, the word tumasai, or yigah betumas, adam l'chol tumasai. V'ksiv hosam, and it says in Parashas Chukas, where the Torah is talking about a tome that enters the Beis HaMikdash b'meiz. And I'll read the passage. Kol anegeya b'meiz b'nefesh adam asher yomas v'lo yischato es mishkan Hashem time v'nichroso anefesh ahim yisrael. So it's clear what's going on here. As Mishkan Hashem Time, he was Tomei, he obviously entered the Mishkan. Why else as Mishkan Hashem Time? So he entered the Beis HaMikdash. The Torah says, V'nichrasu ha-nefesh ha-imi Yisrael, ki mei nida lo-izorak olof, Tomei yeh oytumasai boy. Again, it says the word, Tomei yeh oytumasai boy. And we learn from there, ma'ala ha-la Tumas Mikdash. That's clearly talking about Tumas Mikdash. Avkan Tumas Mikdash. So what's the makar that the Oil of Yoyre is talking about Tumas Mikdash v'kadashav? It's not mefurish in the Torah. All the Torah says, V'ashen. Zubas or Svara, shouldn't it be obvious? What else could it be talking about? I'll tell you what else it could be talking about. It could be talking about a Tomish Achalasa Truma. There's no extra psukim anywhere. We thought maybe no extra words, no extra psukim, no extra parashios. So what does it boil down to? It boils down to two Gzeira Shavas. There's the Gzeira Shava, Behemet Meya, Tomas Kodeshav. There's the Gzeira Shava, Tumasai, to Mikdash, and it's from the two Gzeirah Shavas that I know what that parasha is talking about. What's the parasha talking about? Tumas, Mikdash, V'Kodeshav. If you do it B'mezit, there's Malkus, there's Chorus. If you do it B'Shoigig, as long as it was Yediyah B'Tchil, Yediyah B'Soif, you meet the parameters, the Halach is going to be Chayiv, Korban, Oil of Yer. But the Gemara has one final kasha, and that is, we had the word Ba in the beginning of the Sugya, where Ba was being Mamayit something. We weren't sure what it's memayit. The Gemara came out that it's memayit tamish doichel es hatruma. Now says the Gemara like this: Bishloima, if the pasuk could mean anything, so it could mean everything too. If it could mean everything, so I need but to tell me what it doesn't mean to be memayit tamish doichel es hatruma, that he doesn't mean a carbon oil. But now we're saying that this is not just a hefgevelt, that this pasuk can mean no. It's very tailor made. We know the pasuk means Tumas Mikdash. I have Gzeirah Shava for that. I know it means Tumas Kodeshav. I have Gzeirah Shava for that. So what would be the Havamina that it means Truma, that I should need the word Ba to now be Mamaya Truma? Sefreik the Gemara, Bishloima, if there were no specific positive drushas teaching me Mikdash for Kodeshav, so it can mean anything. So let's look at what it could possibly mean. There's three possibilities. I know it's not all three, so I need a meal to tell me which one it's not. It's not Tumas Akalasa Truma. But now you're telling me that we're not basing it on Dovish Ahiyah, Bechlal, Vayahatsim, Menachlal. It's nothing to do with it. This is a Gzeirah Shava. It's very customized. It means Tumas Mikdash, Tumasi, Tumasi. It means Tumas Kodeshah, Behemet Meya, Behemet Meya. So, Nehechet Tesi, that it should be Solka Daitach, that Tomish achlas hatshuvish v'chayiv korban oil v'yoyret. So frank the Gemara v'alabal amali, says the Gemara, the rabbis nivlas oiftar. The pasuk, when it goes through different examples of how this person became Tomei, when he was nichshol in mikdash v'kadoshav, so it goes through the whole gamut of possibilities of how you can possibly be Tomei. It talks about a nefesh ashatika b'chol davar Tomei, nivlas chayet mei, nivlas behemet mei, nivlas sheretz Tomei, a person. What about nivlas oiftar? What if somebody touches an oif tar? Now, the truth is, if somebody touches, then a veil of an oif tar doesn't become tame. Oif has a special place in the laws of Toma, and that is it's only metama, tumas beis habliya. You have to eat it in order to become tame. But if you touch it, not. So it is a little bit different. So says the Gemara, how would I know that if a person ate nivlas oif tar, he became tame, and then he ate kachim, b'shoigig, or he entered the base of Mikdash b'shoigig. How do I know that he has to bring an oil of a yoyret? So ba is marba that. Fake the Gemara. Ba is marba? Ha'amrit ba miyutahu. What's going on over here? I thought ba is a mute. We have to figure out what it's mamayit. How could you suddenly throw a curveball and tell me it's actually marba? So the Gemara gishmak. Mishum de miyutahu ayater. I'll explain. Ksiv, it says, oikiga. Because the pasik, again, one of these two psukim that talk about the oil, it says, oikiga betumas adam. The barnegia in, the la barnegia loy. Oikiga sounds like the only time Yechayiv Tumas Mikdash v'Kadosh v'Eid v'Yoyret is if it became Tomei al Yidei, something that you become Tomei by coming in contact with him. Oikiga, in contrast to something that you can't become Tomei by merely touching. Like we just said, the nevel of an oif tar, you only become Tomei if you eat it. Tumas beis abliya. But if you just touch it, you don't become Tomei. So oikiga is really a miut. It was already mema'et nivlas oif tar, that if you became Tomei, Tumas beis abliya of a nivlas oif tahar, and then come in contact with mikdash v'kadosh of the shoygig, you're not going to be chayiv oil v'yoyret. V'ksiv ba, and now it says ba. So why do I need a second miut? You're right, ba's a miut. But you know why this second miut's going to be marba? Because I have two miutim. And what's the rule? Havi miut acha miut, a miut acha miut, elo l'rabbi. So the bottom line is, you have a parish of Tumas mikdash v'kadosh of perikei, pasig beis, pasig gimel, and parashas vayikra. It says that if somebody is Tomei and he enters the base of Mikdash or he eats kachem b'shoigig, what's the halacha? He has to bring a korban oil v'yoyret. If you sit down and you go through the psukim, yamav esedra, unkelis, it's not going to help you. It doesn't say anywhere that we're talking about Tumas Mikdash v'kadoshav. And that was the Gemara's kasha. That's the question that was posed at the beginning of the daf. Minayin, how do you know that that's what it's talking about? What else could it be talking about? Maybe it's talking about a tummy that eats truma. You find also the Torah is very bad. There's an azara, there's misa b'day shamayim. How do I know? How in the world do I know that we're talking about Mikdash v'kadoshav in the first place? So after a whole Amid and a half of Gemara, the Gemara comes out, and the Gemara says, I know it from two Gzeres Shavas. It says Behemet Tmeya, which it didn't have to say. It also says Behemet Tmeya by a Tomei She'ochal Kodshim B'mezit. So we apply the concept of Kodeshav to this parasha. It says L'chol Tumasai. It also says Tumasai in the parasha of a Tomei that enters the Beis HaMikdash B'mezit, Smishkan Hashem Timei. We apply Tumas Mikdash over here, and that's how I know we're talking about Tumas Mikdash V'Kodeshav. Maybe it's talking about Tomei She'ochal HaSatruma. I don't have Gzeres Shavas for that. If I don't have a Gzeres Shavas for that, that's how I know we must mean Dafka Mikdash V'Kadoshav and not Tomei She'ochal Es HaTruma. The Mishnah had said that when does Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav beget in Oil V'Yoyred? That's if there was Yediyah B'Tchila and there was Yediyah B'Saif. What if the person had Yediyah B'Tchila, but he didn't have Yediyah B'Saif? And after Sunday's Daf, it became apparent that it's not so hard to have Yediyah, because Abaye said Yediyah's base rabbi, as long as the kid, when he was in Cheder, he learned that there's a concept of a Tomei, and a Tomei is not allowed to enter the base HaMikdash and eat Kachim. That's already considered Yediyah. He didn't have to be aware of the fact that he was Tomei when he became Tomei. Yediyah's base rabbi, that was the big Kiddush. The only way it's possible not to have Yediyah, the Gemara says, if he's a Tinek Shenishba Beina Akum, a Tinek Shenishba, that's the only way it's even possible. Otherwise, it's always going to be considered that he had Yediyah. So what if this person had Yediyah? And then he b'shoigig, ate kachim, he b'shoigig, entered the Beis HaMikdash, and he still hasn't been made aware of it. He did a very bad avera. He did something for which he's chayiv karis. So how does this person get kapara, at least in the interim? So the Mishnah said that when the Kohen Gadol used to do the avodah on Yom Kippur, and he would bring the sar echad Hashem, It was the Sar Echel Azazel. The Sar Echel Hashem was Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadeshav. Or, at the very least, it was Toila. That was the Lashon HaMishnah. It suspended any judgment, any impending things that are supposed to happen to this person until he becomes aware of it. And if he becomes aware, then he'll bring the Oil of Yairid. But in the interim period, the Sar Echel Hashem was, so the Sar Azazel was Mechaper on everything. Except for Mikdash V'Kadeshav, for that, there was a Sar Echel Hashem. So we spoke out a lot of rain, Shavuot Staff Beis, that's the case. When the Shalmu Parmes Fasenu, we get so excited when we say the Seder Avodah Yom Kippur that we're reciting the Sar Echel Hashem, and we're going to get, what are we getting Kapara for? For Tumas Mikdash V'Kadeshav, how do we even have Tumas Mikdash V'Kadeshav? The Maril's Kasha, there's no Mikdash V'Kadeshav as man hazeh. Okay, so you'll make it totally in the Machlik is Ramam Ravid if Kedushas HaMikdash is Kitchel HaShaitav and Kitchel HaSalav, according to the Ramam Perek Vav and Hilchas Beis Abchir. But even according to the Ramam Shita that you have, Kedushav is man hazeh, but Mikdash Kachem you certainly don't have. And who goes to, and it's not something that's very shchiach. It's not something that's very likely to happen. And according to the Ravid, it's not even an issue. Either way, so we spoke out a lot of the raid that we needed to speak out. The Nesha Chachman, Parshas Pinchas, the Ikr Kedusha, the Ikr Mikdash V'Kadosh of his Klai Yisrael. But now we have more of a technical aspect. And that is, how do we know that if there was Yediyah B'Tchila and there was no Yediyah B'Soif, that the halacha is that the Sar Echel Hashem was mechaper. Tanu Rabbanon vechiper ala kodesh mitumas bnei Yisrael. So the pasuk over there is describing the Sar Echel Hashem, and the pasuk says, "What is a mechaper for?" You have to know this pasuk for the rest of the daf. Vechiper ala kodesh mitumas bnei Yisrael umipesheim luchol chatoisam vechen yasa lo yomoyet hashoichin itam betoich tumasan. So there's a lot of words that suggest the word chet going on in this pasuk, and these words are bidiyuk, and these are the words that the Gemara is going to dash. It says the Gemara. So the pasuk clearly says that the Sar Echel Hashem was mechaper for tuma vechiper ala kodesh mitumois bnei Yisrael. Says the Gemara. So let's scan the Torah again and see what type of averos are associated with tuma. Says the Gemara. I have three. Yesh li beinyan zeh lahavi shalosh tumos and three averos that we're all familiar with. Tumas avodah zarah. V'tumas gili arayis, v'tumas shvichas damim. Maybe the pasuk means that the Sar Echel Hashem was mechaper for the gimel averos chamuros, which would make a lot of sense. That the Sar Echel Hashem, that's what it was mechaper for—the three biggest averos, the three cardinal sins. Says the Gemara, where do you find tumah associated with the gimel averos chamuros? By avodah zarah, by avodah zarah. The pasuk says regarding moilech, v'ani etines pone be'ishahu v'chrati yosem mikerav amoy ki mizaroi nosan la moilech l'man tameyes mikdashi. Now we had a masechta Sanhedrin and machlokes if moilech was really avodah zarah. Like Ramban says, it was Baal. That the avodah zarah of Baal that appears throughout Nach was Melech. Melech is Miloshen Melech. Baal is Miloshen Vehuyim Sholbach. But either way, but you see the word Tuma in relation to Melech, which Pashtis was avodah zarah. Bishvichas Begila Arayas, who I mean Begila Arayas, it says, Ushmartem es Mishmarti, the Vilti Asayis Mechukas Atayevis Ashenasu Lufnecha, but Lusa Tamu Behem, and Yashem Elkechem. See, if you see the word Tuma associated with Begila Arayas, Tuma Ksiv Baka Arayas of Tharasaita fame. When you learn Mesachtes Yevamos, and when it comes to Shvichas Damim, who I mer v'lei setamei asaretz, so you find Tuma associated with the Zara Gila Rai Shvichas Damim. So maybe the Sarach Lasham wasn't mechaper for Tumas Mikdash v'Kadoshav. Maybe it was mechaper for three averos chamurois that it makes a lot of sense that the avoda that was nasa b'pnim on Yom Kippur by the Kohen Gadol was being mechaper for those three tumas. So, the Gemara, Yochel, al gimel tumas halol yeisar mechaper. No. Talmud loymar, mi tumas b'nei Yisrael. It says, mi tumas b'nei Yisrael, v'loy kol tumas. Okay, which one? Ma, matzinu shecholak akasov, mi klal kol tumas. Which tumah do you find that the Torah singled out from amongst the other tumas? Hevi yoymer tumas mikdash v'gadasha. You find that in other areas. Avkan Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, Divi Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says it says Mi Tumais, which is Mashma, not all Tumais. Ma Motzino teaches me that we mean a certain type. Which one? Mikdash V'Kadoshav. Because you find that the Torah was Maitzi, was Cholak HaKasav Michlal in other areas. What are those other areas? So you're going to be in suspense until you learn the Avchas. Rabbi Shimon, I'm there. Rabbi Shimon says, Mim Koymai Hu Mukhra. You don't need to have come on to a Ma Motzino. In the Pasuk, Nineu Be. I know which tuma we're discussing. Because Harei Uaymer, V'chiper al ha-kodesh mi tumois. Mi tumois al-kodesh. We're talking about a tuma that's associated with kodesh. Tumas Mikdash V'Kodeshov. It says V'Chiper Al HaKodesh mean Tumas. What does Kodesh mean? So Tumah, but Kodesh means somebody that was Tomei. He ate kachim, somebody that was Tomei. He entered the Beis HaMikdash. He doesn't get Karis because it wasn't been made. Doesn't get Makos because it wasn't been made. He can't get the oil of a Yor because there's no Yodiyah B'Tchil of a Seif. That's the Sarech Al Hashem. That's what it's going to be Mechaper. Yochel Al Kol Tumas Shav HaKodesh. I would have thought it's Mechaper on every Tumas Mikdash V'Kodeshov. Talmud Loimeh Mi Peshayim L'Chol Chatoisam. It has to be dafka for someone that can't otherwise bring a carbon. Meaning the same pasuk. I told you, you're gonna have to go through every word in this pasuk. It says umi pesheyem lechol chatoisam. Pesheyem is mezid. Pesha is when you do an avera b'mezid. Chatoisam is when you do an avera b'shoyki. So we say that this avera is something that's similar to a pesha. Just like a pesha, you do an avera b'mezid, you never bring a carbon for doing an avera b'mezid. Almost never. So too, you don't... We're talking about someone that's not a bar carbon. Not a bar carbon, meaning you're not shaykh to'il of a yoyred. If you're shaykh to'il of a yoyred, you wouldn't get kapara from the Sarach El Hashem. We're talking about someone that's not shaykh to'il of a yoyred, meaning there was no yudia b'tchila and yudia b'saif. Because if it was yudia b'tchila, yudia b'saif, vanilla v'yod, then we know already you'd have oil of a yoyred. So obviously we're talking about where there's no oil of a yoyred. Okay. Now what did the Mishnah say? When do you get the Sarach El Hashem? Where there was no yudia b'tchila b'saif, because then you're oil of a yoyred, but there was yudia b'tchila, there's just no yudia b'saif. So how do you know that? Someone that could be later will be chayv chatos. It says lechol chatosam. The only way you'll be shaykh to a chatos later, the chatos of oil yoyer, is if you had yediyah betchila. Later, when you have yediyah besoif, now you'll be shaykh to chatos. So again, we know that the sarach al hashem was mechaper on tumas mikdash v'kodeshav. Because it says tumah, so we're clearly talking about tumah. Maybe it means the tumah of a zogi l'raish v'chaz damin. So either I know from a mamatzino, which we'll see on dafches, or it's from the chiper ala kodesh mitumah. Is clearly we're talking about a tumah that's associated with kachim. I also know that it's not talking about someone that had yidia b'tchila v'yidia b'saif, because that person is chayiv karbon, and it says umi pesheyem. Similar to a pesha, just like pesha, when someone doesn't have mezid, he's not chayiv karbon. This person that's getting a part, obviously, is not chayiv karbon. And if there was yediyah betchila, yediyah besayif, he would be chayiv karbon. He'd be chayiv karbon el vier. I also know it means that he's going to get kapara only if there was yediyah betchila, because it says the chol chatoisam, which suggests that he could be at some point will be chayiv chatas. The only way he would at some point be chayiv chatas is if he has yediyah, but he had yediyah previously. Because if he didn't have yediyah previously, even if he has yediyah besayif, he won't have yediyah betchilu besayif. He won't be chayev oil of a yoyred. Obviously, we're talking about where he had yediyah betchila. There was just no yediyah besayif. He's not chayev carbon now. He is someone that could be later will be chayev carbon. In the interim, the avoided that was done on Yom Kippur, the Sarach El Hashem, was toila any yisurim or anything that's supposed to happen to this person because of the fact that he has not yet gotten kapara for his tumas mikdash v'kodesh. So as it relates to raid, the other day we mentioned the great chiddush of the Avni Nezer, who wrote in a tshuva in Yeridea that even though we paskin like the chachamim in Perek Acholitz, Yevamis Daf Mem Vav Amid Aleph, Einoy Ger Ad Sheyimoy V'Yitpa, that in order for a conversion to Judaism to be consummated, one needs Mila and Tfila. But at the same time, a Ger Shamal V'Loy Taval would be allowed to keep Shabbos. Not just that, it could be he would even have a mitzvah to keep Shabbos. In other words, we know that a Yid has to keep Shabbos. Akum sheshavas is chayev misa. Being that we paskin einoy ger ad sheyimol v'yitpal, it would emerge that if someone's in the midst of his conversion process, he got mila but not yet tefila, he's considered an akum, and as a result, he wouldn't be able to keep Shabbos. Davni Neza was mechadish that although it's true that this Ger Shamal V'loy Taval is not a Yid, but at the same time, as it relates to Shabbos, he's allowed to keep Shabbos. He doesn't fall into the category of Akum Sheshavas Chayev Misa. Not just that, it could be he would even have a mitzvah to keep Shabbos. And the raya that Davni Neza brought was that what's the makar that Geiris requires Mila and Tfila? We learned it from the Yotzei Mitzrayim. When the Yidden left Mitzrayim, they were Megayer. They had Mila before they left Mitzrayim, and tefillah b'shas ma'an Torah. So too we learned that every conversion l'tayros would require milah and tefillah. Now the Yidden themselves, they got the mitzvahs of Shabbos before they arrived at Har Sinai. They got the mitzvahs of Shabbos in Mara. That means when the Yidden themselves were given the mitzvah of Shabbos, they were in this in-between state of ger shamol v'loy taval. If that's the case, Zilbasar Taima, every single Ger Shamal V'loy Taval will be allowed to keep Shabbos, maybe even would have a mitzvah to keep Shabbos. So we mentioned that the Kozhak Lava Goyen, Hashem Yimkaim Damoy, Rabbi Ari Tzvi Frommer, the Shiva of Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin, and the great Talmud Avni Nezer, in a letter to his Rebbe, which is printed in his Shailos Tshuvas Eretz Tzvi Chelek Aleph Simen Malef, wrote that he was learning Medrash Rabbah, and he stumbled upon what he believes is a Raya Gedoyla to the Chiddush of the Rebbe. The Medrash says, Goy Sheshomar Es HaShabbos, Ad Shaloi Kibel Olav Es HaMila, Chayiv Misa. Now there's a few Chiddushim going on in this Medrash, but the Medrash is talking about a guy that keeps Shabbos who's Chayiv Misa, but says the Medrash, when is the guy going to be Chayiv Misa if he keeps Shabbos? Actually, Kibel Olav Es HaMila. In short, until he does Bris Mila. Once, however, he does Bris Mila, he's not going to be Chayiv Misa. So the Kozhak the guy asks, what do you mean? He needs to do Mila and Tefillah, because we paskin like the Chachamim. Enoi Ger, Atchin Yimol V'Yitpol. A B'loi Tavni Nezis Chiddush, that once a Ger is Mol, even if he's Loi Taval, he's already not an Akum, he's already allowed to keep Shabbos. It's beautiful. So the Kozhak Lava said, Esmo Lamadati B'Medrash Rabbah B'Parshas HaShavua, and Nira Mizeh Kamosha Kosa B'Avni Nezis Yerudea Simin Shinun Aleph, the Ger Shamovaloi Taval after Lakule Alma Dinoi Kenochri Mikom Mokoim Mutz Mitzuvah La Shabbos, as it relates to the Mitzvah of Shabbos, that's something that he's going to have. We mentioned that this Raya that the Kozhak Lava Goyen brought to the Chiddush of the Avni Nezer was mentioned by a great Goyen that lived in Yerushalayim HaKodesh in the mid-19th century, Rab Osho Lemel Levi. Now, the context there was a huge tumult. It was a controversial psak related to a Ger Shamal V'loy Taval. We even think we know who that Ger, who that convert was. A man by the name of Warder Crescent, someone that was born in the 18th century to a Quaker family in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, who through a fascinating life ended up where Menuchasoy is on Har HaZeisim in Yerushalayim HaKodesh. But regardless, this Shaila came up in a controversy. And the Shaila was a Ger Shamal V'loy Taval, and it's Shabbos right now. Is he muzer on Shabbos because of the fact that he's embarked upon Geirus? Or maybe to the contrary, he has to be Mechal Shabbos because of the fact that he's still an Akum. And if he's still an Akum, Akum Sheshavas is Chayev Miso. And Rab Osho Lemel had paskined that being that he's an Akum, he has an obligation to be Mechal Shabbos. A lot of people were very disappointed with the psak. He sent his psak to the Aruch Laner, hoping that he would get support from him. And to the contrary, the Aruch Laner wrote a tshuva printed in Shailos Tshuvas Binyan Tzi and Simen Tzadik Aleph, where he felt that it was a mistake and a Ger Shamal V'loy Taval is obligated to keep Shabbos, like the Chiddush of the Avnei Nezer. And a lot of what's happening in the tshuva from the Avnei Nezer and the tshuva of the Eretz Tzvi is playing itself out in the tshuva for Rabbi Osho Lemel and the tshuva from the Binyan Tzion, albeit in a very, very, very much halacha l'maisa, very, very much controversial type of setting. If you go through the tshuva for Rabbi Osho Lemel, Toich Dvarov, he had this einfal that maybe a Ger Shamal V'loy Taval should be treated differently than a regular Akum, which is obvious. And not just that, he brought the Raya that the Eretz Tzvi brought. He was mechaven to the Kozhak Lava's Raya. We mentioned this already. He quotes this Medrash, where the Medrash says, Goy Sheshomer Es HaShabbos actually kibel Olav Es HaMila Chayiv Miso. And he says, at first glance, this would seem to be a Raya Gedoylo. That once the Ger is Mol, even if he's Loi Toval, at the very least, he's no longer in the category of Akum Sheshavas, that's going to be Chayiv Misa. But in this tshuva, he immediately rejected it. And he rejected it upon the grounds that we know the klal is, Ein lemeiden halacha mipi medrash o yagada. We don't learn any halachas from a medrash or from a agada. And being that my makar to maybe question this would be from a medrash, You're learning halachas from a medrash. Medrashim were not meant for us to be able to extract halacha from. And as a result, as much as Rabbi Shlomo brought this Ga'ina Sharaya that the Eretz Tzvi brought, but he said, L'maisa, it's not something that's going to change anything. Because Ein Mevin Raya Min HaMedrash Oy Min HaAgada. So the truth is that I think it's kedai to digress from our digression and talk for a moment about this idea. And it's an idea that you find in Poskim in many different places where there's a halachic discussion going on and all of a sudden there's a medrash or there's a Dvar HaAgada. And where do you put that? Like, how exactly do you weigh something that it says in a medrash, something that it says in a gemara, but it's divrei agada when you're dealing with a halachic discussion? Rabbi Shlomo said that even though the kozhak lover's raya, he was mechaven to it, is a ge'onish raya, but at the end of the day, it's in a medrash. And you don't bring midrashim into halachic discussions. Is that pasha? And the truth is, this really ties into a broader discussion as it relates to Agada, right? The whole concept of Divrei Agada is absolutely fascinating. I think Exhibit A, to bring out that point, is something that we've spoken about a lot over the years, and that is the Kitab al Rasa'il, the Maimer Agada that was written by the Rambam's son, Rabbeinu Avram ben Arambam. Remember, the Chachmei Luniel wrote in one of their letters, "Veichiala alev ish asher nosen Hashem yispara chachma beliboy lo kachas divrei agada kipshoton." And when they sent this whole tumult of, are you meant to take Divrei Agada literally? Are you not meant to take it literally? So they sent it to the Rashmi Shantz. He was the head of all the French Bali Toisves. And he wrote back, come again? You said, Veich, Yala, Leif, Ish, Ashen, Nosen, Hashem, Yisbar, Chochma, Beliba, Lekachas, Divrei Agada, Kipshotan, Ayot, Fakert, Veich, Yala, Leif, Ish, Loim, Eshaloy, Nikach, Divrei Agada, Kipshotan. So you have two opinions, how you're supposed to view Agada, and they're literally from sea to shining sea. Mina, Kotze, Ela, Kotze. But the question now is something a little bit different. And that is when you find something that can impact halacha. So we don't mean, you know, one of the stories and one of the mishalim maybe that are being mentioned in an Agada to Gemara. There's a halacha that's mentioned in Divrei Agada. There's a halacha that's mentioned in a medrash. There seems to be a cloud. There seems to be a mesira of Ein Lemeiden halacha mipi Agada, Ein Lemeiden halacha mipi medrash. So first things first, what's the makar to this idea? Has to have a makar. What is the makar? It's a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is a Meseches Peah. It's Perek Beis Halacha Dalet. Rab Ze'eru B'Shem Shmuel said, Ein Lemeiden, Loi Mina Halachos. Big question what that means. You don't learn from Halachos? Of course we learn from Halachos, right? So it's a big question what that means. V'loi Mina Hagadois, that's what we need. You don't learn from Agadato. V'loi Mina Toisofos, that means from Toisefto. Ela Mina Talmud. You could only learn things from the Talmud. And really, it's this Yerushalmi that's the makar to this Piskam that says, Ein Lemeiden Halacha Mipi Agad Mipi Medrash. It comes from the Yerushalmi that said, Rab Ze'eru is talking, he said in the name of the great Shmuel, Ein Lemeiden Mina Hagadois. So you see that when it comes to Agadato, you can't really learn. But the truth is, Sigarnit Azoy Pashat. There's a Mishnah in Meseches Brachos. It's Perikei Mishnah Dal. The Mishnah over there is discussing where there's a Baal Tfilo, a Shliach Tzibur, who happens to be a Kohen. And now they're Duchening. And there's two questions. Number one, when the Kohanim get up and they make their Bracha, Asher Kedishonu B'Kedushas Eshalaharim, V'Tzivonu Levar Chasam Yisrael B'Ahava, are the Shliach Tzibur. Does he say amen to that bracha, or does he not say amen to the bracha? Here's another shaila. What if he himself is a kayan? Does he duchin, or does he not duchin? What if he's the only kayan? Does that make a difference? So it's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah Masechtas Brachos. The Mishnah says, if someone's davening for the Amid, he shouldn't answer Amid. And by the way, not after the bracha, and also not after the actual Birkas Kohanim. Because we're afraid that he might get all confused, it's going to mess up his davening, and therefore he shouldn't say Amen. Then Einsham Kohen Elohu, let's say he's the only Kohen, Lo Yisa Es Kapov, he still should not duchen. V'im haftochosoy shehu noisei Es Kapov, v'choizel et filosoy, let's say he's very confident. So he knows that I'm the only Kohen, I could duchen, and it's not going to mess up my tefillah. He's a professional about tefillah, he'll be able to come back, he's not going to miss a beat. Then rashoy, then already he's going to be able to duchen. So if you take a look at the Tosis Yontif says as follows. The Mishnah said two things. The Mishnah said, if someone's davening for the Omid, Layana Achar Kohanim Amen. The Mishnah also said that you shouldn't duchen. And then the end of the Mishnah said, V'im haftochoseh noises kapov v'choizelet filosoi. If he's the only Kohen, that's what it sounds like, and he knows that he can duchen and then not allow it to mess up his filo, rashnoi, then he's going to be okay. Says the Tosis Yontif. V'hilkach lo hitiru ba'over lefnei ateva lanois amen afilu im haftochoseh. The stomach tenan loyana. The davkum ishon bitul nesias kapayim hitiru b'seifa b'im haftachasa. Drop confusing. Says the Tosis Yontif, this that the Mishnah says at the end, that if he's confident that it's not going to mess up his davening, he could duchen, it's only referring to the second halacha of the Mishnah. The halacha of the Mishnah that says that if you're a koyin, even if you're the only koyin, don't duchen. But as it relates to the first part of the Mishnah, and that is that if you're davening for the yomir and the kehanim aduchenin, don't say yomir, even if haftochosoi, that it's not going to mess up your tefillah, you still shouldn't say amen. So again, the Mishnah said two halachas. Number one, if you're a shliach tzibur, don't answer amen after the kehanim. Number two, if you're a shliach tzibur, don't duchen. Then the Mishnah says that if you're confident that it's not going to mess you up, then it's okay. So the confidence is only going to allow you to make an exception to the second part of the Mishnah. You're the only Kohen. We need to do Nesias Kapayim. Oh, you're the only game in town. Do it as long as you're confident. But as it relates to saying Amen, that's not something that you're ever allowed to do. This is the comment of the Tosis Yontif. Then he continues, and this is what we need. Says the Tosis Yontif, Hine, b'sefer lechem chamudois, which the Tosis Yontif himself wrote, bepirkin sif nun beis kosafti, the mishum sheherali b'medrash rabbi parshas kisavoy, that I saw a medrash rabbi parshas kisavoy, the lomdunu rabbi seinu, where Chazal said, she'oina amein b'im haftachasai, that if somebody is down for the yom, and the kehanim get up to duchin, and you're the baal tefilo, you could say yomi. Loka chazarti loymar, so I'm switching my psak, the masnisin l'revusa, the hefzegod l'kumay nasiyas kabayim rashoy b'im haftachasai, v'kolshkin l'ani. So the Tosis Yontif said that in my Sefer Lechem Chamudos I wrote that I found the Medrash Rabbah. And in the Medrash Rabbah it says that if a Kohen is davening, if someone is davening for the Yomid, and then he hears the Kohanim Duchin, if Haftachosoi, that it's not going to mess up his train of thought, he's allowed to say Amen. Ach, but then the Tosis Yontif writes, after, now, after I was chosen from what I wrote in Tosis Yontif, Shafti v'royisi, I have to know, what am I doing? She'ein l'meiden alocha mi Medrash Rabbahs. I learned the Mishnah one way. I saw a medrash. I said, oh, I made a mistake. But then I says, no, it's a medrash. And if it's a medrash, ein lemeidan alocha mi medrash rabbis. And I'll prove it to you. Sharei berabbis parshas bereshis soif parshaches maisi lemaslis in the soif perakvav the yevomis. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri yomar shal shneim uaymer puravu. Right? We know the machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri and the chachamim, whether a woman is mitzvah and puravu or whether a woman's not mitzvah and puravu. The kamer Allah, so the medrash says, Rabbi Yermi of Rabbi Yitzchok bar Meryem Mishem Rab Chanino said, the halocha Kavosei. It's a medrash that the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, says the Tosis Yontif. Of course the halacha is not like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Everyone knows a man is mitzvah and puravu, a woman is not mitzvah and puravu. We also know there's a Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri that says, al shneim, no, that Adam and Chava were both commanded puravu. But avadu, as it relates to the halacha, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Yet the medrash rabbi says that we do paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Must be that when it comes to halacha, we don't care what it says in the Medrash. And the truth said the Tosis Yontif is the Chaim Birushalmi Perik Beis Debe Pei Alochava Rab Zeiru B'Shem Shmuel Ein Lemeid and Loimen Alochois Veloimen Agodois Veloimen Atosaftois Elamen Atalmud. So says the Tosis Yontif that I was Mefarish the Mishnah one way. Then I said, oops, it's a Medrash Rabbah. But then Shafti Viroyisi, it's a Medrash Rabbah. We don't paskin based on a Medrash Rabbah. I have a raya from the Sugya Puruvu, but really it's enough in the Yerushalmi that we mentioned a minute ago. The Yerushalmi Mesechtes Peya, Perik Beis, Halacha Dalet. So says the Tosis Yontif, it's Poshit, that my original understanding of the Mishnah here in Mesechtes Brachis, that Imhaf Tachosish, who knows his Kap of Chazot Flos, is only Negeya with the Shleich Tzibur, is a Koyen. It's not Negeya, the Shleich Tzibur answering Amen to the Brachis of the Kohen, even though there's a medrash that says not that way, abel lemaisa ein lemeidin loymen halachos v'loymen hagodos v'loymen atoyseftos el men hagemara. So in the Haggai is Toisvis Reb Kiva Eger, right here on this Mishnah, on this Toisvis Yontif, says Reb Kiva Eger, that if you take a look at the Pri Chodosh, in his Sefer Mayim Chaim, Hisig Alzeh, he was massig on what the Toisvis Yontif wrote. And he said, quote, that although there's a klal that says, Ein Lemeidin Mino HaGodos, but that's dafka to the extent that Voshteten Medrash is soiser what it says in the Gemara. But at the same time, in the event that you're learning a sugya, and you have no achra from the sugya, what exactly the halacha should be, but you have a raya from a medrash somewhere, of course you could bring a raya from that medrash. So if there's a stira to vashtet in a Gemara, like in the case where the medrash paskins like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, but the Gemara paskins like the Chachamim, so al zeh nemar ein lemeidin from a medrash, we completely ignore it. But if you have a Mishnah here in Masechtes Brachos Perikei Mishnah Dalet, and you have a Sofik had to learn the Mishnah, Vim Haftachasei Shu Noises Kapav Chayzel Tefilas, is that only Negeya with about with the Shliach Tzibur is a Koyen and the only Koyen, or is it also Negeya him saying Amen after the Brachos of the Koyanim, to the extent that there's no Hachra from any Gemara anywhere had to learn this Mishnah, and you have the Taisyanta found a Mefurish and Medrash that says that Kinech of Im Haftachasei Shu Noises Kap of Chazal Tfilasi is going not only on the Seif of the Mishnah, but it's going on the Reish of the Mishnah as well. Well, if that's the case, checkmate. It's the end of the conversation. Of course, said the Pri Chodosh, you're going to bring a raya from the Medrash, and this is the comment Rabbi Kiveger makes on this Tosis Yontif. In other words, it would seem that there's a machloikis between the Tosis Yontif and this Pri Chodosh that Rabbi Kiveger brings, and that is when we say Ein Lemeidin Halacha Mipi Agada Mipi Medrash, is that period you're never going to bring any rayas from there, or is that only when it's going keneged the Talmud on some level? But to the extent that it's not going keneged the Talmud, there's no reason you shouldn't be able to bring any rayas from there. The truth is, if you take a look at the Yad Malachi, so the Yad Malachi is the safer when it comes to different Kloli Ashas. So in his Kloli Talmud, it's Klal Ayin Beis. Ein Lemeidin Halacha Mimedrash Harabois Veloi Min HaHagodos. So says the Yad Malachi, I quote, So says the Yad Malachi, I saw in the Knesset HaGdoyla, who says what Reb Kiveger brings from the Pri Chodosh, and that is that the only time in Lemeidin Halacha Mipi Agada Mipi Bedrash is if it's a stira to what it is that's going on. But to the extent that it's not a stira, it's not going to be a problem. The Chidah, in his Klolim Svarim, he wrote many. So this is in his Sefer Ayin Zoicher. It's in Mareches Aleph Klal Mem Beis. The Kosvu Rabbanim Basroi. Here's the Klal. Ein Lemeidin Halacha Mimedrash. But he says, the Rabbanim Basroi said, Hainu Davke V'Dovesh Hu Neged HaTalmud. Vehevi Devrei Mayad Malachi Ois Ayin Beis. So says the Chidah, Afani Ovi Divrei Chadmin Kamayel Ayid Be'eloi. He says that the Yad Malachi brought the Knesset HaGdoyla. I'm going to bring someone that I believe said this, and he's even earlier than the Knesset HaGdoyla. And that is none other than the great Rabbeinu Tam. So with Rabbeinu Tam opine on this topic, so it's in a tshuva. Rabbeinu Tam's tshuvas are known as Sefer HaYashar, and it's in Rabbeinu Tam's tshuvas. So one excerpt, quote, Rabbeinu Tam talking, V'chol she'enoi baki, b'seder Rav Amram, u'b'halachos gedoylois, u'b'meseches soifrim, u'b'pirkei d'Rabbi Eliezer, u'b'd'Rabba, Medrash Rabba, u'b'talmeidu, u'b'shar sifrei agada, ein loy lachroim divrei akadmoinim, Uminhagam. Ki aleim yesh lismoich bidvarim she'ena makrish in Talmud shalonu elashem moisifen. It's a mefurish Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer HaYashar. So Rabbeinu Tam said clearly that a dayan, he has to be baki in all these different things. He has to know Pirkei d'Rabbi Eliezer, he has to know Medrash Rabba. I'm a dayan. What do I have to know Pirkei d'Rabbi Eliezer? The Teretz is because there might be something in a Pirkei d'Rabbi Eliezer that's going to be very relevant to this. But the point is that the Taisyontif said that there's a Mefurish Yerushalmi Masechtes Peya that he was Shafti Viroisi Ein Lemeidin Halacha when it comes to Medrashim and when it comes to Agadois Sigarnit Azoi Poshet. Kivego brings from the Pri Chodosh, and the Miad Malachi brings from the Knesset HaGdoyla, and the Chidah brings from Rabbeinu Tam. These are Gedoyli Yoylam, that all said that although it is true there is such a klal, There is such a klal, but that's only b'makim she'enoy misnaget. But to the extent that it's only b'makim she'enoy misnaget, but to the extent that there is no stira to it, b'talmud shalanu, there's no question in the world that we could learn halachos from Agado, we could learn halachos from the Drashim. The truth is that really, this whole shayla, this shayla of when we say ein lameden halacha from a medrash, or from Agada, whether or not it means period, or whether it means only b'makom with his astira, is really an often a tshuva from the Neid of Yehuda. And the truth is that, right, in the world of tshuvas, tshuva from the Neid of Yehuda very often just ends the conversation. And even if there were kadmoinim that discussed it, but tshuvas Neid of Yehuda is tshuvas that were nitzrich ol'dayris. And as a result, if it's a tshuvas Neid of Yehuda, right, that's in very often a showstopper. So where's this tshuvas Neid of Yehuda? It's in Yerideya. It's Madura Tinyana. It's Simen Kuf Samech Aleph. It's a tshuva we've mentioned many times in the Chabura. In fact, it's in the conversation for the most famous tshuvas in Neid of Yehuda. The shoyl in the tshuva was Rabbi Yishaya Berlin, Rabbi Yishaya Peck, who's most often quoted shoyl in Shaila Tshuvas Neid of Yehuda. And the discussion over there was where Rabbi Yishaya Peck, I sent the shoyl to Neid of Yehuda, and it was negated Divrei Agada, and the Yehuda wrote back, he says, I don't answer shoylas about Divrei Agada. And Rabbi Yishaya Peck understood that what the Neid of Yehuda was saying was, Kilu, Divrei Agada is not on the same level, doesn't rank as high as Divrei Halacha, right? We learn all the Lamdash Sugyas, and don't talk to me about Divrei Agada. And the Neid of Yehuda had no choice, but he had to defend what he wrote. He had to be misnatzel. And he writes a famous tshuva, Chalila, you think I meant to mitigate the chashivas of Divrei Agada, Kula Meiraya Echad Nitnu? What I meant to say was that when it comes to halacha, there's not much to take out of Agada, and because there's not much to take out of Agada, I'm busy paskining shailas. I'm busy with halacha l'maisa. This is not something that I can do. Now, Rabbi Yishaya Peck wrote back to the Neid of Yehuda, and Rabbi Yishaya Peck told the Neid of Yehuda that I understand that we don't really pull out halachas from Agada, but that's only when there's a stira between Agada and halacha. But to the extent that there's no stira between Agada and halacha, why shouldn't we be able to learn from Agada? Which is mamish what we're talking about right here. So it's at this point that we have to pick up from the Neid of Yehuda. He's referring to Yishaya Peck. Lilmoid halacha l'maisna min Agada u'midivrei ha-medrash b'mokim she'en ha-gemara soyseres l'zeh. Mamish, this chiddush that we just said over, Rabbi Kivega brings from the Prichadosh, and the Yamalachi brings from the Knas HaGdoyla, and the Chido brings from Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbi Yishaya Peck was saying the same exact thing. So he said, v'kosav, and listen to what Rabbi Yishaya Peck said. Shabir Yerushalmi Isa, if you look at the Yerushalmi, it says, Ein lemeid loimen halachos, v'loimen hagodos, v'loimen hatoiseftos, elemen hagemar. V'al zen nishem alosoi loimar. Rabbi Yishaya Peck said a beautiful cheshbon. He said, ki heichi demen hatoiseftos, right? We don't learn halachas from toiseftos? Come on. You can't learn a halacha from a toisefta? Of course you could. So said Rabbi Yishaya Peck, what did the Yerushalmi mean when it says you can't learn halacha from a toisefta? What it means is that b'mokoim, where there's a stira to a gemara, that's where you can't. But that's nisbar b'divrei ha-poiskim. She'b'mokoim she'em b'gemara stira l'divrei ha-toisefta. There's no question in the world that l'meidem imena. Well, if that's the case, who adin m'divrei ha-goda? Heichot lo'mesina b'gemara stira al-divrei ha-medrish l'meidem in ha-medrish darikulu b'nei biksa chodoninu. Right? It's bullshit. So said the Rabbi Yishaya Peck that the same exact Yerushalmi says that you can't learn, the same exact Yerushalmi says that you can't learn from Teiseftis. Everyone knows you can learn from Teiseftis. Must be, when can you learn from Teiseftis? When there's a stira. Since so too, when it says you can't learn from Agadato, it's going to mean the same thing. The Yudafir's eyes, for Yafa Kos of Taisis Yontif, Sham, Perikay, in Masechtas Brachos when he chopped in his whole shmooze that, oops, I forgot Yerushalmi. No, he was right for shtelling through that Yerushalmi. And the reason is because we never, ever, ever learn any halachas when it comes to a medrash. So this is mamish fascinating. It's a fascinating machlekes over here. We have gedolei olam mamish on both sides of the coin, right? We have the Tosfos Yontif, who said that when the Yerushalmi says, Ein lemeid an halacha min hamedrash, it means period. You never, ever can extract the halacha when it comes to medrash. We just saw now that it's also the Noi de Yehuda, right? The Noi de Yehuda said the same thing, that you can't learn any halachas when it comes to a medrash, period. It doesn't matter if it is a steer, it's not a steer. Stating that, Rav Kiveger brings from the Prichadosh, and the Ad Malachi brings from the Knesset HaGdoilo, and the Chida brings from Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbi Yishaya Pick, the Shoyl in that Shuvah Noidim Hidu, they were all arguing that although it's true, Ein Lameidin Halacha Min Agada, but that's only true when it's going connected. But if it's not going connected, there's no reason in the world you shouldn't be able to learn from here. Now, the truth is, Rav Asher Lemel, right, let's come full circle, he was bringing a raya to this Shaila Gershom Avalei Tal, that maybe he has a right, that maybe even a Chiyuv to keep Shabbos, from a Medrash, right? Goy. What do you mean? He has to do Mila and Tefillah. It seems to be a Mefurish Medrash, like this Grace of Chiddush, that a Gershom Mavalei Tovel has Shaychis to keeping Shabbos, which was the Raya that the Kodesh Glover told his Rebbe, the Avnei Nezer, in his Tshuva. But his comeback was, it's Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Ein Lameidin Halacha Min HaMedrash. So Yesh La'ayin, where would this fall in? Would this fall into a situation where there's a medrash that's going kineged the Gemara, or maybe it's not going kineged the Gemara. First glance, it's going kineged the Gemara. In a gerach yimav yitpa, it's not just mivo. But then again, if you're willing to subscribe to the svara of the Avnei Nezer, the svara of the Gedolei Yisrael, right? Aruch Haner was mechaven to that svara. That could be when it comes to mila and tefillah, it's different. Or when it comes to Shabbos, it's different. So then maybe you have a medrash that's a raya to a svara, and really it's not being makrish. It's not being misnagit. The truth is, if you look at the tshuva that Rav Asher Lemel wrote, he said that even though could be there's a nafkamina when it's a stira versus when it's not a stira, but he says, Ayin Tosfos Yontif. He also brought the Tosfos Yontif. It's a mefurish of Tosfos Yontif. Tosfos Yontif named on for a davar pasha that this is the way it is, even when it's not a stira. But the bottom line is, it would seem to be a huge, huge shaila. And Kamuvin, once you're sensitive to this topic, when you look around at different halachic debates and halachic shailas, you'll see that this is something that comes up a lot. I'm just going to mention one other one, only because we spoke about it this week. And that is, when it comes to a person cutting his beard, shaving. So, Me'ikar Adin, Chayra, just based on the Sugis of Masechtas Makis, and the Rishonim in the third parak of Masechtas Makis, and the beginning of Masechtas Shavuos, and the Rambam in Perek Yud Beis Hilchos Avodah Zarah, the way Kesem Mishnah understood the Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch in Yerudei Yisim in Kuf Pei Aleph, the only time it's also for a person to be Mashchis his Zakon is if he's going to use a razor. He's using a tar. But a misperayim ke'en tar, that's something that's not going to be an issue. Stating that, api kabbalah, darizal, zayir hakodesh, it could be very, 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 very chomer. What about the Italian mikubalim, the tshuva, in chsam soif, aruchayim, simen kuf nun tes, vadvorim atikin. But the truth is, that if you go through the Inyan, one of the major talking points was a medrash. And this medrash is quoted by the Tor. It's a very, very famous medrash. Right in the beginning of Hilchas Rosh Hashanah. It's an Aruch Chaim Simen, Tov Kuf Pei Aleph. I'm reading from the Tor. The Tor says, Erev Rosh Hashanah, Roichtzin Umestapr. You're supposed to bathe and you're supposed to take a haircut. Everyone knows this. I'll be a medrash. What's the medrash? Omer Rab Simen. Ksiv, it says, Kimi Goy Godo, V'goyim, Rab Chanin V'Rab Yeshua Oymim, Ezoi Uma, Ku Uma Zu, She Yoidas Ufiyosa Shel Eloi Keha.
A person that has a din Torah, right, he wears dark clothing, he's in mourning,
he lets his beard grow, and he doesn't cut his nails.
When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, even though it's Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Mesim that are psuchim,
levanim, umisatvim levanim, umigalchin skonam,
ומחתכן ציפורניהם ואוכלם ושויסם ושמחם בראש השונה לפי שיועדם שהקדש ברוך הוא יעשו להם נס לפיכך נויגן לספר ולחביס בערב ראש השונה ולהרבויס מונויס בראש השונה ומכאן שובו למסענה בראש השונה. It is a very very famous story, but the Torah quotes a medrash that says that what did the Yidden do before Rosh Hashanah? They bathe and they cut their beard. So in this whole tumult, the Kabbalah and the Inyan Yain allowed to touch your beard, it's an often a medrash that this is something that you're allowed to do. Now the truth is that the Michal Soloser and his tshuva in Chelek Beis Simen Mem Ches, he brought this medrash, and the Michal Soloser said that the emes is, even though it's a medrash and it's quoted by the Torah, but you have to know that I found in a Rishon, and this Rishon is in the Sefer HaManig, which was written by Rabbi Avram Ibn Hayarchi, one of the great Rishonim in the halachic world, and he brings the Medrash b'shinu loshin k'tas. He says v'nir b'Yerushalmi. This Medrash is also in Yerushalmi. Kimigoy gadol ashalei alikim kreve meilov kashem alikein b'chol kareinu eilov. Ein umazuka umacheres b'noyik shabaylam adam yideh sheyesh leidin loy v'shchayrim umeskase shchayrim umesatev shchayrim umegadol sar. She'ein yideh heichtin ayov av Yisrael loy v'shalavanim besatim levanim umegalchin sairon. So Michal Soloser said that even though the Torah's Girsa, and really that's the Girsa if you open up the Yerushalmi and the Medrash is Zekonam, but there was another Girsa. And the Girsa was Sar. And the truth is, Michal Soloser said it makes a lot of sense, the other Girsa. And the reason is, because if the Girsa is Zekon and not Sar, how come the Medrash didn't say a word about Sar? How come it only is talking about the beard? So they let the beard grow, and they hear not. And the emes is, you see from the parasha of Nazir, that in the world of Avelos, letting your hair grow is more avelistic than letting your beard grow. What's the raya? Because a nazir is not allowed to cut the hair on his head, but he's allowed to shave, right? One of the great misconceptions of a nazir is that he has this long hair, but smells like aftershave, right? The nazir was allowed to cut his beard. It's not true that he wasn't allowed to cut his beard. So why would the medrash only talk about the beard? You want to talk about the hair and the beard? Only the beard? The beard is the tuffel in the world of Avelis. Letting your hair grow is more Avelistic than letting your beard grow. So Michal Soloser said, I believe that there's a tois over here in this medrash. But Al Kaponim, this medrash right here is a major talking point in this shmuz. So Rabbi Avadya Yosef, and this is where we're going to end, in his tshuva that we spoke about in Chelek Tes Yerideh Simen Yud, when he goes through his whole countries, right, that was Begamatria, his name, his whole countries on this topic, see, he saw there was some that quoted the Medrash, but they were misnagged to the Medrash. How could you bring a raya from a Medrash? Ein mevin raya, ein lemeidin min ha-medrashim. And the truth is, it's a big shayla, what it means, ein lemeidin min ha-medrashim. But good, lemaisa, could you bring a raya from this Medrash, or could you not bring a raya from this Medrash? So said Rav Avadya Yosef, it's a tois otzum. So of course you can bring a raya from this Medrash. And here's an important insight. And that is, says Rav Avadya Yosef, when we say you can't bring a raya from a Medrash, that means you're trying to learn a halacha. Meaning, the Medrash says a halacha. Goy she shomas haShabbos actually kibbalos as a milochayim misa. It's a halacha. You can't learn a halacha psuka from a Medrash. But this Medrash wasn't coming to say a halacha. Medrash was discussing minhagon shal Yisrael. A Medrash is not a neman. Masiach lefeituma. If a Medrash says something, you can't trust it. What, any word that comes out of a Medrash's mouth is sheker until proven off? Like, what shaykhis? Of course you could trust what a Medrash says. The Medrash says that the Yidden, they cut their beard. So if the Medrash says they cut their beard, it means the Yidden used to cut their beard. Ah, you want to use this Medrash in a halachic setting? So you can't do that. You can't prove, if you're a sociologist, you're an anthropologist, you're a historian, and you wanted to study Jewish history, don't study it from a Medrash? Of course you could. Of course you could take and extract Minhagon Shal Yisrael from a Medrash. If a Medrash says a halacha, al zeh nemar, ein lemeidin halacha, el mipi haTalmud, that's what that means. But avada gevis, if you want to pull out Minhagon Shal Yisrael from a Medrash, that's something that you would be allowed to do. And the truth is, the makar to this is that truth from the Nadi Behuda, got laid early. But the makar is that truth from the Nadi Behuda himself, and the Nadi Behuda made azaz sort distinction, ayin sham, if you want to go through this a little bit better. But the bottom line is, you see, we discussed two interesting halachic topics just this week alone. One with regards to bimegaleh chazakam with misperayim keintar, and the other one with regards to the both of them have this fascinating midrashic twist that l'chayra would really almost end the conversation. But then the question becomes, could you bring a raya from a medrash? Could you not bring a raya from a medrash? It's enough in Yerushalmi. You can't bring a raya from a medrash. But one of the great machloikis amirams of all time with regards to the scope of that Yerushalmi. Does it mean you can't bring a ride from a Yerushalmi? End of conversation. What does it mean? You only can't bring a ride from a Yerushalmi when it's or from a Medrash, only when it's misnagin and it's going keneged, something in the Talmud. The Chidosh said, I found enough in Rabbeinu Tam, so I'm not even sure how this can be a debate. I hear Taka, interesting. But the bottom line is, seems to be something that is Oymid Berumay Shaloylam and Ashley Ravavri, they discuss, but Ravavad Yosef's Knech, which really comes from an often annoyed of Yehuda Ayin Sham, is very critical. And that is, the whole Shaila is when the Medrash is saying a halacha. But to pull out Minhogim Shal Yisrael, no Shaila you can pull out Minhogim Shall Yisrael, even though that will have a tremendous impact on halacha l'maisa, either way, we will stop here.